Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and I'm coming to you with another Life West Leadership Line. Today, I have a gentleman that I've known, I don't know how long, Joel, many
30 plus years.
Phenomenal chiropractor, not just a phenomenal chiropractor, but a phenomenal man who has really mastered the word balance, not in his, just in his life, in his practice, with his family. I mean, this guy's got the whole, you know, he's got the whole shebang going on. And I've got Dr. Joel Kinch coming from Castle Rock, Colorado. Welcome to the Leadership Line, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell the audience a little bit about you. Joel graduated 28 years in practice, so graduated in 95 from Palmer West at that time. Right out of school, went up to Washington State and worked for a very dear friend of both of ours, Dr. Brian Womofsky. He set up a clinic for Brian, a satellite clinic in a little town called Centralia. Got that going. They ended up selling it to a really wonderful gentleman, Rich Roth, was it?
Yes.
Yep, Rich Roth. And then Joel moved back down to California and right in the San Jose area, Los Gatos, a beautiful place. And he had set up a practice there, his own practice there. And that was in 96. And then he ended up being there for 5 years, met his wife, who was a student at Palmer West. And they got married. They kind of decided it's time to move because they really wanted to kind of see where the balance was, that they wanted to raise a family. They decided it wasn't going to be in the Bay Area. And that's how they got to Castle Rock. And you what? You've been there 21 years now?
Yes, 21.
In Castle Rock. And he's just doing amazing things there. He's done amazing things in the profession. You'll learn more about him. A few things I do want to share about him. Joel has been into the science, the art, and the philosophy for many years. I'm all three of them on very heavy levels, not just a little bit here, and more here. I'm in a very well-balanced three-legged stool. He was in the very first class of the Legion of Chiropractic Philosophers that came out of Palmer, that Fred Barge actually worked with. And Joel, I think we talked about this. I taught one of your weekends, and I remember you and Rob Sinat and a few of the Hustle Bus and some other people that were in that class. It was a really amazing class, and Fred orchestrated that whole thing, right? I think it was under Guy Reichman, but he orchestrated that, and it was just amazing things. And Joel, he puts his mind to something, he gets it done. So just really cool stuff in practice. Has a big family practice, but it has a lot of athletes. I was taking care of professional sports teams, and we might get into that today. We'll see. There's a lot to go through, but just to have an introduction of Dr. Joel Kinch. Joel, let's jump in, man. Let's start talking about what's going on. You know, I think the first question I have for you, maybe we can kind of roll it off. You know, 28 years in practice, you know, three different practices, moved around and you know, finally settled in Castle Rock when Castle Rock was nothing back then, you know, 20 something years ago. What keeps you going every morning, brother? Like what is it that drives you?
Monday morning. I can't wait for Monday morning, even after 28 years. Building the family practice that we have, kids, parents running around, seeing, I hate the word, but seeing the miracles that happen with each and every adjustment coming in. I just can't imagine doing anything else. It, you know, helping people live an extraordinary life helps me live an extraordinary life. And that just fuels the fire each and every week.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I know about you, and I want to, but I've never really asked you, is that, you know, how did you transform the business of chiropractic into the life of chiropractic? Because that's what I'm hearing you say, right? And so how did that metamorphosis take place?
Well, with Kathy being a chiropractor, we were kind of thrown right into it. That's all we knew how to do. So we jumped in full force chiropractic. But then again, moving out to Colorado, we wanted some of that balance where when you come out here, you know, you've been out here many times, you see the mountains and the world, and then you start having kids and a family. You just have to start walking the walk with everything that you do and talking in the practice. You start to do it in your family. And next thing you know, it's raising kids. It's being a husband. It's being a father. It's being a friend. Doing all those things and bringing that lifestyle, not only what you're teaching in the practice, but outside, that balance is crucial. And that's how you just keep it going. You just live your life.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an art, you know, let's face it, you know, to be able to, because the outside world's still there,
you
know,
you have to work at it.
The negative pressures are still coming. COVID came in, you know, all these things that kind of want to throw us off our balance, but I think we could shift it to say, how do I get more in balance? How do I use it? It's just our mindset, you know, but you've done a very good job of it, you know, and what are some of the tips that you do or things that you've done to create that to happen?
Well, one, the science, art, and philosophy. So let's take the COVID experiment that went on. It would be easy to feel like you're on an island in a situation like that, especially if you're in a state that started shutting you down and everything like that. But if you're strong in that science, art, and philosophy and know that what you do is right and truth and can truly help people, especially in a time like that, that's when they needed chiropractic even more. So how do you do it? You just dive in. You get back to your roots and your philosophy and your three stool stand, because that's what got you here. That's what's going to get you through it. It's what's going to get humanity through it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are you doing now? Like, you know, 28 years in practice, obviously you just can't like open up the can of, you know, science, philosophy, and art and just let it sit there, because it's either going to spoil, get kicked over, spilled out, whatever. What do you do, like, on a, whether it's a monthly, daily, you know, every 6 month basis, to keep yourself rooted and grounded so that, you know, your soil is being replenished?
Yeah. First and foremost is the daily routine. And you hear everybody talk about that. And the importance of the daily routine is getting up and hitting your spiritual moment, hitting your physical moment, hitting your mental moment before you start your day. That, in a nutshell, right there, keeps you on the day to day. But you also have to get plugged into your community, not only with the people of the community, but you got to get plugged in with the other chiropractors, because you can really stay on an island and it gets really lonely on an island. So getting plugged in with your community and your chiropractors, and then the profession as well. You know, I went through that phase of like, oh, I've been to that seminar, I've been to that conference, or I've been to that group of people. Why do I need to go back to that? Well, you have to go back to that to realize you're not on the island. You're on a big ship leading a change in humanity with chiropractic.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing around that, I love that you brought that up. I've been there. Right. And so what we're looking at is me being the same, instead of how can I go there and take away something so that I can be different than when I walked in, right? And that's what growth is, right? We should look different today than we looked a year ago. I'm not talking physically, but I'm talking internally, you know, mentally, you know, socially, spiritually. You know, we should always be growing in those areas there, you know, and you're right, because it's like, it's so easy to say, been there, done that.
Yeah.
And then they end up going back 4 years later and they go, man, I should have been here for the last 3 years. It's always the same. It's like a chiropractic office, right? Someone stops care and they come back 3 years later and go, why'd I ever stop? You know?
Yep. And even in practice, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, it's no fun, first of all, and you can probably do it in your sleep, but you have to change up how you talk to people. People have changed, cultures have changed, generations have changed. You have to constantly be changing and adapting in your practice. Now, you're still analyzing and checking for vertebral subluxation and delivering the adjustments, but you've got to have fun with how you're presenting that. You've got to have fun with how you're conversing about that. You got to have fun with your environment and always changing up that environment. You see it every day. You got to change that up. New people come in all the time and they go, oh, this is new to them. You've got to make it new to you too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's so important, no matter how many years you're in practice. In fact, it's even more important when you go over 20 years in practice, right? It's even more important to do that all the time and constantly. Otherwise, you just get stale and people wonder, well, why is my practice not fun or not growing? Not that it has to grow at that point, but it's like, what have you done? It's like, don't look on the outside. It's always, you know, chiropractic is always about what's going on the inside, right? And be able to
absolutely
make those changes. You know, I want to go back to something. So you talked about Kathy. I'm going to put you on the spot for a second.
Yeah.
You talked about Kathy, and I was actually honored to be at when you proposed to Kathy, right? And
you
think
you married us too.
Did I?
Yes.
I know I did. But I want to talk about the proposal, because what I did at the wedding was nothing compared to what you did at the proposal. And just share with our audience, because you know what? I think it talks about this. I think it talks about that there's ways of doing things, and there's no right way. There's no mm-hmm. one way, like you just talked about, you know, but just doing something and moving forward. And I thought yours was truly one of the most unique proposals on the spot, correct?
Correct.
Not planned, that I've ever seen. Share it with her. Do you remember? Because I had no alcohol in my body, because I don't drink alcohol. You had some in your body. So do you remember it like perfectly?
I remember every second of it. So we were at one of your PowerSource success programs. It was the end of year planning of the next year. And at the end of that, you always had a black tie ball. And Kathy and I were dating and we were there. And I went to the back with a group of friends. And I think Brian might have been involved in that. But there was all the usual characters of the power zone then. And we were back and we were having some hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail. And I think it might have been Eric Gnarl. Do you know Eric Gnarl? Yeah. I think he was there. And he asked me, he goes, is Kathy the one? And I said, yeah. And they go, all of them kind of said, well, what are you waiting for? And I said, I'm not. Let's go. So we went up to the stage, cleared the stage, went to the DJ. And this is corny. We had them play that You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Tom Cruise from, it was, yes. It was from,
Top Gun.
Top Gun, exactly. Yeah.
So we all tried to sing that to the best of our ability, this gang of guys. And I called Kathy up the stage and I got down on her knee and asked her to marry me right then and there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it was so cool. And you might not remember this, you came to me and said, hey, I want to propose to Kathy. Can I go take over the stage and get the DJ? I said, oh, absolutely. And then you guys went, you know, and it was just amazing because, you know, just picture, I think there was like seven of you or eight of you up on the stage, and it was almost like out of a Top Gun scene, like in the bar, you know, when Goose was doing his thing. And here you are. And Kathy was like, what the
petrified.
Heck is going on here? Yeah, she was. And you called her up on stage and, you know, had she graduated yet or was she still a student?
She had not graduated yet.
Yeah. And here she comes up on stage and, man, you just got down on one knee after singing that to her. It was classic. If I had a video of it, man, I would be playing it all over YouTube. But you know what it shared with me? It shared with me that someone just said something to you and you just moved on it. Like that your innate spoke and you just said, you know what? I don't have to think about this. And how many years later, you're still married, have a great relationship, have everything else, a beautiful family, you know, two kids who are just doing phenomenal. Jane's and she's in high school senior, but has a scholarship to go play soccer or something.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. And then, you know, Kenobi is in what service is he in?
He's at the United States Merchant Marine Academy. He got his appointment there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, here he is traveling around the world and doing stuff and just doing amazing things. And it's like, you know, you got to just listen to what's here, you know, and Joel, that was what I took out of it. You know, that whole evening, that's what I took out of it. It was like, it wasn't a drunk moment. It was a moment of, what is that? You know, it's just right. And so when we talk about that, we talk about chiropractic, we talk about being balanced, we talk about all this different stuff. You know, I think something that people always look at, you know, and like you're in your 28th year, you know, I'm in my 43rd year. I there's a word that comes up at some point about that people always say to you, when are you going to retire? Right. You know?
Yeah.
And I know you have a different perspective on the word retirement. Share with us what that.
Well,
what
that is. I tell people I retire all the time. And what I mean by that is I change the word. I think about a car. Every now and then you've got to retire. You've got to reset the treads of what you're doing in your practice, what you're doing in your personal life, what you're doing with your hobbies, what you're doing with your friendships. You've got to sit down. And especially when you get into that moment where you feel stagnant, it's time to really take a good look at things and retire. Okay, let's change some things. Let's make this car hum again. Let's make the practice hum again. Let's make this relationship hum again. And I retire all the time. I have no problem with that. Now, traditionally, do I plan on retirement? I don't even think about that because I'm having so much fun with what I'm doing. Maybe it'll come, maybe it won't. but every day I like to think I'm retiring on how I can communicate this better, how I can adjust better, how can I analyze better, how can I get a better grasp of my philosophy so I'm stronger in my practice. I consider that retiring every day.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. It's such a beautiful, you know, because what is it? You retire and where do? You go to the garden? I mean, like what do? And when you're in love with this thing called chiropractic, which is really when you're in love with life, right? When you're in love with allowing people and yourself to see the best expression of who you can be, where do you stop? I mean, it just doesn't stop, you know? But it could take different phases of what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the huge thing. You know, I'm also impressed because you've done a lot of work with giving back. And I know that's always been a passion of yours to give back to the profession, right? And give back to humanity, really. Because when we talk about the profession, we're not talking about chiropractic. We're talking about how do we give to this vehicle called chiropractic to create a better world, right? Talk about that. Like, you know, how'd you get into giving and what's your thoughts on that?
It can be small or big, and that's where people think they can get kind of trapped or frozen on what they can do for this profession. Whereas, you know, they can see people that are doing what's perceived as these huge things of writing books and becoming bestsellers and putting all these programs together. But you can make it simple by getting out there and give back to the profession. Like just last Tuesday, I spoke to Sierra Nevada Corporation. It was 20 miles away. No one from that talk is going to be coming into my office. But those 40 people there, I referred out to 27 of them to four different chiropractors that I looked out to in that area.
Yeah.
So just giving back simply that way can do it. You can do it simply by anonymously giving money to a charity in your local town. Yeah. Now, it'll eventually come back. Maybe that person will mention chiropractic simple like that. Or it can be on a big adventure, like Dr. Danny Knowles and I 10 years ago said, hey, Colorado is not together. Colorado isn't on an island. They're always attacking us with prescriptions and different things like that. And Danny said, hey, let's start a conference so we can get these guys together and make it a home where principled chiropractors can come and feel home, regardless of school, regardless of technique, regardless of the different tents that are out there. Let's build a tent that once a year people can come to. So it can be as little as a local talk to a MOPS group for chiropractic, or it can be something big like that, setting up for its profession wide, worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. And also just getting involved in your state association, right? I mean, that's super important. Oh. I mean, there's no one who's protecting, you know, the area more than your state association, right?
And to go back to what you had said of, oh, I've been to that convention, right? Then just give money.
Yeah.
Give money for politics. Give money there. That's the way to do it to the state association. Every chiropractor in every state should be contributing to the state organization.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you think about it, going, the money's going to be there to protect you. And they help a profession being proactive rather than reactive. We're always on defense in this profession. And one way of doing that is giving that to your state association. So they have their nose to the ground. They know what's coming on. The vibration's way ahead of what's going on. And just by supporting them, even if it's 50, one adjustment a month, you know, 50, 60 bucks a month helps get involved.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, and it's so true that people think like, oh my God, if I get involved with my state association, it's going to take my time, it's going to take all this. And the truth is, if everybody got involved, they couldn't give of their time. We'd have too many people. Yeah. But really what the associations are looking for is give us some treasure that you have so that we can then take that and lobby and do all the things that we need to do on Capitol Hill, you know, whatever country, whatever state that's at, and be able to make things happen. So I agree with you 100%, because if we don't give back, it's the same thing to the colleges. And I'm not saying this because I'm a chiropractic college president, but, you know, our colleges are nonprofit colleges, and we're not being funded by the NIH. We're not being funded by the government, you know, on certain levels. We're not state colleges that get state money that gets poured into them. It doesn't matter how many people go to them. You know, we're these separate little businesses. And when we're these separate little businesses, any money that comes in to be able to help our students and help, you know, facilitate what we want to do with our message, right? As long as it's in alignment with who you are, you know, pick a school that's in alignment with you, then boom, you know, that's really what it's about. And people don't even understand the president circle, for instance, you know, $100 a month minimum. I got people doing 5,000 a year, 10,000 a year, but $100 a month, there's a big impact with that. Yeah. And, you know, and it's $2, it's two adjustments, probably less than two adjustments now these days, you know, but it is. And I think giving back is so important. You've done a phenomenal job of that. You've also kept a good balance with it, you know.
Circle with that, Ron, of if that's not the case, being out in the States where you are, you open up your office for a student discovery night, open up your office for interns who are traveling around. Have an open door policy for students so they can come in and show that it works. You're happy, you're successful, you're profitable, you're living the extraordinary life, that they made the right choice in chiropractic, that they made the right choice. And it can be simple as, I know your school does that as well, is to say, hey, we got 20 kids in that area are looking for looking to potentially become a chiropractor. Can we host a night at your office? Yeah. Absolutely, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so interesting. We were just in San Diego just this past weekend, and we had a presidential reception kind of deal, dinner that we do. And we had about 50 people there, right? Because San Diego is my hometown, and we had to find a restaurant to be able to hold that. We probably could have had 100. I just can't get a restaurant that big to hold it. And it was really interesting because that's what we talked about. You know, we talked about that. It's so easy. It's even in your practice. You know, someone was there and said, oh, my God, he's not me, but this other person's the reason I'm a chiropractor. You mentioned to me at one point, you know, as a patient. And it's just kind of like all we have to do is just say to somebody, because we know the people in our practice who aren't necessarily happy with their life or their job. They're happy with their life, not their job. And they don't even know there's even an alternative. And just be able to say, hey, you ever thought about being a chiropractor? And then poof, it's like, no, I haven't, but tell me about it. And the next thing you know, I got 60-year-old men and women, 65-year-old men and women at the college coming for a second profession, 50s, 40s. I mean, it's what it's about because it's the kind of profession that we have, right? Anyone can go out and do it. That's it. Got these, got this, and you got a big heart, right? It's really hand, heart, and you know, it's really what it is. Joel, I am. First of all, I'm just so excited to talk to you. And we talked about at the beginning that you took care of athletes. Just share kind of like your journey with the athletes. I know you took care of some professional. What team did you take care of?
Well, part of my journey in chiropractic was I ended up with Maximized Living for a series of years in my career. And with those connections, we were being so close to Colorado Springs, we were able to have access to several of the Olympic athletes there. Teams that like judo, wrestling, I don't want to say any, but the wheelchair assisted, like volleyball, different things, like, which was phenomenal. I love working with those people because they'll do anything to get, you know, their life back in their hands. So chiropractic was awesome for that. A local chiropractors here in town, we banded together and we became the chiropractors for the Colorado Rapids. It helped them. Their only MLS championship was when we were their chiropractors. I'm chalking that up for chiropractic. Involved in the MMA community. A lot of people don't know MMA basically started, the fight started in the Denver area. So it taken care of a lot of the MMA fighters in the area. And it's just snowballed. It's not like you market that or anything. It's when people hear about chiropractic and what you're doing in your office and about lifestyle and making things extraordinary, you just attract people like that, especially high level athletes, because they're not coming for their back pain. Right. They're coming for another 1% of function, because that 1% might take them to the Olympics, or that 1% might keep them on the field when someone else might crumble. They're all about function. And that's what's beautiful about working with athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. All about potential, right? Maximizing what they have. I mean, it's crazy. And if people can see that role chiropractic has, I know that our viewers can, because, you know, just one clearing of the nervous system is going to increase the vibrational pattern within them, which is going to then, you know, create more flowing from the brain down to the tissue cell that you have to function better. You just have to. I love it. Joel, thank you, man. I'm so glad to have you on the leadership line. It's so good to see you. And I promise we'll get together the next time I'm out in Denver. If you're not if you're not fly fishing somewhere around the world or wherever you may be, right? Kind of thing. And I will tell you, I thought about you. Mary and I are going to be lecturing in Ireland coming up in May. And I was and I was reflecting on the time that Joel, myself, and two other gentlemen, Scott Moon and another gentleman, Scott's a carpenter, we all took our fathers, and so eight of us, and we went and did a golf trip through Ireland, and it was just incredible. That was before cell phones, I think. They had satellite phones, but it was fun. Hey, I've had a great time. I could go on and on, but we've got to kind of end it. To our viewers, you know, I think Joel just dropped a lot of big bombs of wisdom. I mean, first of all, about balance. Second of all, about the science, philosophy, and art, constantly playing it and bringing it into your life so that you can actually take this thing and live it. Because you know what? It meshes with any spiritual avenue or religious avenue that you're on. It is just really incredible. And Joel, thank you for living it. And to our viewers, thank you for being with us. Share this message. Listen, this message, I know there's someone in your town, there's someone, a buddy of yours or a gal friend of yours who, you know, chiropractor who needs to hear this, or not a chiropractor, needs to hear this. And just to kind of maybe get that spark going, like, I'm done. Boom. Just get that spark going, because that spark goes a long way. And we call it the spark of life, the spark of innate intelligence. So thank you. Share it. And re-listen to this, because I think you'll get a lot more out of it. I know I will the second time I listen to it. And I also want to just thank you for being part of our community. Thanks for coming on to the Life of Us Leadership Lines. We drop these every other week, the opposite week. My wife and I do a Life by Life West. Just know that we're doing this because we want to keep more information coming out to our chiropractic brothers and sisters and their patients and anyone you want to share it with, and spouses and significant others. So know that we love you. Know that we care about you. Know that we think that you are doing a phenomenal job as we go to create a brighter future for humanity. And until the next time I come at you, Joel Kinch and myself will bid you adieu and keep loving those around you, hugging those people that need the hugs. And we'll see you the next time you're back at the Life West Leadership Line. See you later.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.